Hello, dear listeners. We wanted to give you a slightly different intro to this one before getting to the actual intro of the game. This game comes with a bit of a trigger warning. Needless to say, it is not for children, and comes with a mature content warning. Please be aware that this game contains mature themes including drugs, sex, sex magic, prostitution, sexual murder, and all manner of sexual practices are at least touched on. If this is not your type of game, please feel free to listen to any of our other shows. We completely understand. Thank you for listening.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Berlin, the Wicked City. Part 2, Dances of Vice, Horror, and Ecstasy.
Oh, I bet I know who this is. I bet it's Growl.
Dottie is going to run over to him and uncover him immediately.
Okay.
And start to, like, pick up the pieces of paper
You remove the papers. Some of them kind of, you hear that rip because it's sort of
is
stuck.
Is it coagulated?
Yeah.
The blood?
It's old
so
blood.
He's been dead for a minute.
Do you check for a pulse?
Yeah, so she would check for a pulse.
It's very faint.
Oh, shit!
He's alive, y'all.
Can you do a medical check on him?
Yeah.
You can roll first aid if you wish.
I have first aid. I have the sex number in first aid.
Oh,
dope!
Oh, wow.
It's the best number.
I got 35.
Hell yeah!
Yeah!
Nice.
He sort of gasps a little.
Okay.
Breathing very heavily.
He begins to kind of mumble almost in a language you don't understand.
Do we recognize him?
You do not. He is elderly, bearded.
Oh, something came into his window and got him.
God, I hope not. I fucking hope not. Are there feathers? Hold up. Are there feathers around?
Is this a bird story?
No,
because
he says
in black wings.
He says in a language you don't understand. Lozmik Stortpinyar.
You have a short pinyar.
Lozmik Stortpinyar. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, and I apologize to those of you who speak this language. The reason I'm not pronouncing it right is Google Translate gave me no audio.
My 1,000% guess is Greek. Or Hebrew.
You would recognize it as Yiddish.
Yiddish.
But you don't know what he's saying.
Does he have like any visible wounds we can try to stop, put pressure on?
You can see both of his wrists have been cut and he is holding the knife.
Oh.
Bruh. He has no chill.
I'm hoping one of you ran downstairs to go call somebody.
Because
I can only do so much.
San.
Oh, me goddamn.
Okay, we have to roll below the number we have, right?
Correct.
Yes.
I passed.
I did not.
I passed.
It is only one for failure. No, nothing for success. You're good.
This so means
lose one sand for failure. As you can tell that this man has attempted suicide. Do you speak to him?
I'm going to run over to the table, get a paper. Quickly sketch out the symbol, the maker's mark, and then try to get his attention, point to it, point to him, and just kind of, is this you sort of thing.
He continues to repeat the same thing. Are you speaking to him in German?
Yeah.
Are you speaking to him?
Yeah. Is this
if you're
you?
Speaking to him in German, he kind of clears his throat as best as possible and repeats. You can tell what he's basically saying. Is let me die.
No.
When you show him the maker's mark, he looks at it and just puts a hand on it as if to try to push it away, but doesn't really have the strength to push it away.
Does he speak Polish better? I speak Polish.
He does not answer if you speak Polish.
Okay.
If you speak English, if you speak German, he seems to know
understand.
German.
Okay.
Let me die, Lord, is what he's saying. You could attempt to heal him, though.
Yeah, I mean...
You could bind his wounds and do it.
Yeah. She's going to do what she can.
Psychiatric
work. I believe, as opposed to first aid.
Medicine.
It would be... Actually, it's, no, first aid is actually correct. What did you get in first aid?
I got 30... It was like 31, which is almost a hard.
Almost a hard?
Yeah.
If you... Do you have enough to...
I could spend a luck to get...
Okay. Yeah. If you can spend luck to get hard...
Yeah.
You can bind his wounds. He does not seem to thank you, but he does seem to nod as if in appreciation, if that makes any sense.
Like...
Even though he appreciates to say,
the care, but he doesn't want... He doesn't necessarily want it, but he doesn't have the strength to fight it.
Right.
Okay. And that's fair.
He says the word bed. Just the word bed.
Bed?
Bed?
You could take him down to his bed.
Yeah, but also, if he attempted suicide, he really should be in a hospital. And you and I would both be like, no, this man needs to go to a hospital.
I want to ask him questions first.
Well, yes. He would hear your conversation and literally say the words... No hospital. Bed.
That's fair.
Can I get him to my house?
No hospital.
Bed.
So let's take him down to his living quarters, get him in bed, get him comfortable, question him.
Yeah.
As they're moving, can I just glance at the bloody papers, the ones that were most immediately on him?
Sure.
What do I see?
It's all in Hebrew. You wouldn't be able to read anything.
Okay, no drawings. It's just all right.
I feel like
you might see some sketches.
Okay,
of maybe anatomy, but it's the best you're getting.
Okay.
I feel like Dottie would reason with him and say, "We'll take you to your bed if you can answer a few questions."
Rest, he says. Food. Water. Bed.
Sounds like he really wants to live now.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Picky.
Why did you try to take your own life?
Rest first.
We're not going to just let you rest.
He is speaking so groggily, couldn't even imagine.
He probably does need to rest.
The fact that he's even answering questions is astounding.
So, yes, she'd probably have one of you guys make him tea.
In fact, well, you could even...
Dottie goes Super Saiyan Mother Hen.
With your role, if you even had it on you, which you likely don't, you could have even sutured his wounds.
She is...
But if you don't have a doctor's bag that carries those things, it wouldn't be a thing.
No, I have a pharmacy manual.
But you could have with that role. But I would imagine the tightness of the bounds, whether it's a t-shirt or something, is good enough to...
You could
bleeding.
Run out and get some supplies and come back.
She would. I mean, she'd probably have you make tea and you two carry him to bed.
Yeah.
And I would put the tiniest amount of laudanum.
To be honest,
tea.
Though, she may not leave. She would probably go downstairs and find whatever makes the doll dresses. She'd find a needle and thread.
You absolutely would find
and
that.
And that's what she would use, and then she'd just sterilize it all.
You would absolutely find that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she would do.
You suture his wounds as he falls unconscious.
Yeah. She would be giving this man as whatever booze she found.
By the time he awakes.
He's cool. He's got some laudanum on board.
Can I actually lock the door?
Sure.
And close the window?
Sure.
Yeah. Good idea.
Smart.
Well, locking it, you wouldn't have a key, but you could maybe put something against it at least.
Okay. Yeah. I get
what you're saying. But you could definitely close that window for sure upstairs. It was just wide open. After about an hour and a half... He kind of comes to, kind of looks around the room.
I'll sit.
He kind of points to his throat and tries to say out loud the word water.
Dottie's already, as soon as he woke up, she's got it. she's nope.
He takes a drink and, as if this were a film, you take a drink when you're very thirsty, you cough, you hack, you gag a little. He takes another drink until it's soothing enough to calm the throat. And thanks you.
Dottie would say, why? Just straight up why?
Why what?
Why would he kill himself? Why would he do this to himself? As she's still dressing and cleaning all of his wounds. And
he sort of looks down at his wrists. and with a furrowed brow, kind of looks back up at you. I'm gonna need anyone speaking to him to make persuade and or charm rolls.
Which one's higher?
Do me a favor and just tell me what you're saying to the man.
Oof. I'm not a talker. Oh,
Can I argue that with my background of being an alienist, I can use psychoanalysis instead?
Should
I spend two luck? Okay.
Yes. I will give you that.
Rascal.
Charles? Good, bad?
Depends on if you, kind of playing the role I'm playing, can I have intimidate as a backup?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. You can kind of standing. Try to get it out of him.
I'm standing in the back, just waiting to see how this goes.
God, I hope
Tell us what you know, or you're going to die anyway. Something like that.
Right? Yeah. Oh, well.
What are you saying to the man?
Yeah. Oh, what am I? If. I'll do that if this doesn't work, because I don't think he's would gonna, go straight he's to intimidate. He's in reserve. Yeah.
So Dottie, I'm spending two luck to charm the pants off this man.
Awesome.
And she's just going to be like, you know, she'll kind of tell him like, you know, I'm a caretaker. I want to take care of, like, clearly she's a mother hen, so you know, making sure his wounds are good. She's changing his dressings, you know, all of these things while giving him water. You know, she's got like a little piece of bread next to him, too, in case he's hungry. Like, you know, she's charming. She's cute. She cute.
Even with spending luck, you do still tick your success.
Mm. Okay. Fantastic. I can be more charming later.
That is perfectly fine. Yeah, you can get away with that little bit of charm. I will go ahead and say, even with her charm, maybe you say something that's slightly intimidating. You can go ahead and take your success on that as well.
I was just thinking, if I don't need to use
I'm not
going to
just ignore you because you did make the roll. So
you could just kind of be looming over me.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to say anything.
She's the charming one, but you're like, dude, fucking talk.
Yeah.
He sort of clears his throat, very raspy, and he kind of looks down at his wrists. Looks back up to you, and his hair very matted, clearly hasn't showered in a few days. Says, two years ago, I was commissioned by a man. He called himself Pacitius. For you, that is Pacitius. He commissioned me to make two dozen life-sized dolls. I don't know what these dolls were used for. Have you seen my dolls?
Yes.
Have we?
The big ones? Is he talking about the big ones? Or just his dolls in general?
It's a general question. I mean, you've
seen the
show.
Yeah, that's why she said yes.
You've seen the one that you have in hand.
Would it be out of pocket to take it out?
Not yet.
Do we have it? I thought we left it.
I wouldn't have left it because I'd be afraid somebody would ransack and take it.
I had it on me last and we didn't discuss since then. So I can say I still have it in my adventurer's pack.
No, if you take it out, let me know.
Okay.
Don't take it out yet. Especially with that comment, don't take it out yet.
No metagaming here.
Yeah. No, not at all.
It's almost, I will guarantee you at this point, it is almost Monday. It's very late.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, we know.
Be open.
He says,
I don't know how Dottie still has
a kind job. He kind of rubs his head and says, yesterday was it? The 10th? What day is it?
We'll say the 11th. Almost the 12th.
I participated in a ritual, a magical ritual, in the basement of this building. Pacitius was in attendance, along with two other men. One of them was harsh-looking, piercing eyes. Older, not quite my age, but older. Salt and pepper hair, graying, aging. The other, youthful, claimed to be a dancer.
Fucking Henri.
He spoke English, I think.
God damn it.
His German was passable. His Yiddish was not.
We know the guy.
He'll get a small chuckle out of Dottie, which would be even more charming to him. That's right.
Your Yiddish is also not.
Oh no, her Yiddish is not, but she would.
Are
she
you
would,
flirting with a dying man?
Fuck yeah.
You are like your sister.
He kind of coughs. The object of the ritual itself was to create something not of this earth. Would you like to roll psychology?
Yes.
Could I as well? I'm pretty good psych.
Sure. Yeah.
Is it psychology or psychoanalysis?
Psychology. Psychology is reading someone. Psychoanalysis is helping someone.
Ooh, I failed.
Ought 7.
Oh, hell yeah.
Y'all are on fire.
I know, right?
Like, with we should go
home. I know, right?
Ought's for days.
Sick, guys. I'm going home.
You can tell in his tone and his facial expression, albeit quite gaunt and tired, a lot of remorse in that statement.
Poor boy. But he shouldn't have been summoning demons in the first place.
Yeah, it's like, oh, in the aftermath, oh, I'm so I didn't sorry. Think that ritual was oh, very smart.
I didn't mean to, Sally. Oh.
I pull out my gun.
Okay, maybe we shouldn't go home. These two can't be left alone.
We're both very sunburned.
He says that and kind of looks to you as if you have any more questions.
Dottie will ask, what time was this ritual?
It was 2 years ago.
No, this was
last night. The ritual was last night. He was commissioned 2 years ago.
Wait, which is the night Berber died?
Uh-huh.
So Henri wasn't fucking there, or was he?
This is the question. Okay, that's the this question. Is the question. Yes, did he bring her blood? Did he? I figured out the puzzle.
He says, perhaps 9 or 10 p.m.
And she died at, ooh, I thought, 11:30.
Yeah. So they did the ritual, then went to her.
And injected her with something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she looks so, like,
consumed. They're zombieing her body. God damn it.
He kind of runs his fingers through his hair and says, the woman.
Which woman?
I don't know her name.
She will describe Berber. Like, her prettiest form, obviously.
She was attractive, yes.
Did she seem to know...
The American man seemed to know her very well.
Was she here?
In the basement.
So she was with the other two men?
It's not her. She's not dead. Hang on. Sorry.
She was here.
When?
I think they arrived between 8:30, 9 o'clock. The ritual between 9:30 and 10. I don't remember much more. I fled. The man fled. The older man, the younger man, scooped the woman up. He left.
Rushed her to the hospital where she died. What role did she play in the ritual?
Yeah.
He looks at you dead in the eyes and just says the word vessel.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yep.
What happened to Pythagoras? What was his name?
Pythagoras.
Yeah. I mean, Pythagoras isn't a cult. That's too much different.
Heard much of his theorem.
I believe that's math, and I don't do it.
Hey, what
do
you know of triangles? He had math books in his apartment.
I don't
know. A squared plus B squared equals C squared, you bitch.
Wasn't that a different guy?
I don't know. Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah,
that's, meet that's one right. mathematician.
Yeah.
No, but like Pythagoras probably didn't actually come up with that theorem and actually was more of a cult leader. So it works.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
Seriously. Whatever. I know all these things.
I listened to a lot of podcasts. The man's name was problem.
I need to know what podcasts you listen to.
However, the man's name was Pasiteus, not Pythagoras.
Pasiteus. yes.
I knew it was
that was my second guess.
Much different spelling starts
it
with a P.
It was a P with a us at the
sure,
end.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah. It's Roman, I'm sure. Or Greek, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, he literally looks you dead in the eye and says, vessel.
Yeah, figured she was a vessel. So what happened to P dude?
He kind of, he's just laying in bed.
She would ask him, like, hey, do you know what happened to him?
He shakes his head no. Okay. And he sort of sits very slowly on the bed, on the edge of the bed.
I don't know if Dottie would let him. He may be able to sit up. She may let him sit up, but I don't think she'd let him get out of bed. She'd be like, no.
He definitely at least tries to sit up.
And she would help him fluff his pillow, kind of assist.
And can I pull a little bit of a ration from my adventurer's kit and, and hand it to him?
Oh, there's a piece of bread.
There's bread. Okay.
There's a piece of bread.
Yeah.
You got any cheese?
You can have him a nut.
Oh, vegetable spread.
I need some bread and cheese.
He thinks you can clearly say it's a thank you. You can clearly understand it's a thank you. It's in Yiddish, not in German, but you understand with the nod that it is a thank you. He takes a nibble. He takes a sip of the tea, which is probably cold now. He continues to cough and just sort of looks down, I guess, awaiting further question.
She would lightly pat his hand and ask about the Golem of
Prague.
Or she would say, do you know anything about the Golem of Prague?
Is that his symbol?
He furrows his brow in a sad way.
Sad.
You can definitely tell it's not a furrow of thinking, understanding, and conceptualizing. It's a furrow of not believing what you're asking him. It's a little bit of shock, as well as sadness. But he does not answer you.
Why does this make you sad?
And he begins to speak in Yiddish.
Try to keep chat kind English. Of
again. It's a murmur. It's a mumble, but it's clearly Yiddish.
Is it like a prayer almost?
You're not sure.
Okay, so it doesn't sound. But it's definitely.
It is definitely a chant.
Okay.
It is definitely repetitive. It starts out very slow. And gets a little louder. And gets a little louder, and then eventually it changes from Yiddish to German.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
And you hear it. You hear him say, "What I laid eyes upon is a vision too wondrous to contemplate. What I laid eyes upon was a vision too wondrous to contemplate. I'm content. I'm content to die. I wish to die. 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 For I shall never look upon another visage like that. Oh, Ashtoreth." And when he screams that name, he goes into a seizure.
Oh, God damn it.
Get the wooden spoon.
Jump up and do that.
She would obviously probably put him in seizure control as much as she could, keep him from thrashing.
Over time, he calms.
Okay.
The seizure passes. Any further conversation, he does not respond.
Yeah, no, he's probably passed out after a seizure.
No, he is awake, groggy, and refusing to answer questions.
No, and that's fair for now. Sorry, guys.
How far can we push this man?
What else do you want to know from him?
I am interested
to know. Why
the nature of the ritual.
Does anyone have anthropology and or occult?
I have occult.
I have occult.
Well, nope.
I don't have it either. No, I have occult. I have like a tiny bit.
You may roll it.
Oof. I got all my good rolls out.
Same. Yeah, I am out of good
guys.
Rolls.
Did you get it?
Should I spend 5 luck?
I mean, I could spend.
It's either going to be a huge 60. Clue or something like this is the 9th sign of the Kabbalah.
I'm spending 5, guys.
Okay.
Ooh, my luck is dwindling. Okay. I got it.
Recalling what you learned at the library and what you have divulged to your friend Dottie, she recalls Ashtoreth was the Hebrew name for Astarte.
Yeah. Made that connection. I'm sorry about that, 5 luck. I knew that.
Sorry, the Hebrew name for what again?
Astarte. A-S-T-A-R-T-E.
We don't know how to spell it in Hebrew. Because I was going to say, if we see it on the bookshelf, we could probably get somebody to translate it.
He will eventually fall asleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will smother him for being useless.
Dottie wants to move him to her apartment. Like, time she out. Doesn't want him to leave.
Are you actually going to smother
him?
No. Okay. Just want to make sure you're rolling sand for killing a guy.
I would never.
No, she would just air her frustration, like stamp her foot and like stamp walk around.
Do you bring him to your apartment or do you bring him to a hospital?
She wants to bring him to her apartment because she does. She wants to.
He needs to go to a hospital.
He does, but she also knows that once he's in a hospital, we're not talking to him.
We're not talking to him. And we need to know why they came to him, literally, what they tried to do, what was
what
released,
what happened to him,
what he dolls? Saw. What he, yeah, the pictures.
Where are these dolls?
In his fucking
the pictures,
pervert portfolio.
Yeah.
Well, the pictures were obviously what he based the life size dolls off of. Because there were the same amount of them as the dolls that he was requested.
Look at you with clues and logic. Tired of this nonsense.
I wish I could give you like a fate point, but yeah, you're right.
Damn.
Different game. Different system. But yeah.
You give me some luck
Amy's
back.
I was going to say, you give her a point of luck back. That would be nice.
Well, that could be a way to get luck back.
Take a point of luck. I don't care.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because you, what are
we should have asked for sand, Amy. What were we doing?
We don't.
But in the normal rules, but then you took
the normal
away.
Rules is every session you roll against luck, just like you do for any type of success.
Gotcha.
We don't do that on the Rancor's Bubble.
I like this. This is a good middle ground. Like, we can earn it.
I prefer that you don't get luck back because it makes you think about how you spend it to succeed in things, and it makes it much more of a daunting concept.
Yeah.
Really, Grady was wrong about the rule, but then homeward
didn't
want to it because he didn't want to be wrong.
No, everybody at the table was like, "Fuck!" But we get luck back. No, you don't. Sorry.
I mean, they wouldn't have that as the rule if they didn't intend it to be a mechanic to help you. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, it's definitely in the rule book. I just don't care.
I think like session to session, like in a shorter scenario like this, I like it. In something like masks.
Oh, no. If it was a much longer thing, sure. But this is, you know.
Yeah.
So are we going to kidnap this guy?
It's not kidnapping.
Or
kidnap to cure.
Oh, this becomes the new base of operations.
If you would have asked him, he would have told you his name is Belshazzar.
Oh, okay.
That's a dope name.
I imagine at one point you would have asked that. So.
Or we would have seen something like around his apartment.
To be fair, it's on the sign. You just don't need the language.
True.
Yeah.
My concern with making this our new base of operations, one, is there's a lot of dolls and they're kind of creepy.
Two, there's a ritual thing in the basement.
The pistachio.
The pistachio man. I hope he does.
Patrick.
I'm all doming.
Pythagoras. No, his name is Patricius?
Nope.
Patrick.
Pasiteus.
Pasiteus.
My question is, how are we going to get him back to the apartment? Because
he's covered in blood.
We can't put him on the back of the penny
farthing.
No,
Dottie would have changed his clothes.
I have pegs.
Dottie would have changed his clothes. And I'm sure we could find a wheelbarrow.
I believe you drove here.
Bring out.
You said you grabbed your keys and went.
I mean, she could totally drive. But I just meant like she grabbed her apartment keys. But yeah, no,
yes,
she does have drive. So
no, you said you grabbed your keys and you left. So I assume you drove.
She probably has Lottie's car, actually.
Yeah,
it's probably fair.
Lottie's not using it.
So well, yeah,
it's not like you're a taxi cab with some random civilian.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, we could just stuff him in the back of the. I don't know.
Yeah, but I would want to lock up the.
Oh, yeah, no. She would find, like, we'd have to find his keys and stuff to lock up.
With enough searching, you'd find the keys to the shop.
I have a feeling between the hour and when she was sleeping, like, we would be searching his shit.
You would find the keys to the shop.
Can we actually put up a sign that says, like, closed until further notice or something?
Yeah, it would be in German, though. It wouldn't be in Hebrew
either,
or
if you
the
don't
other
find
language.
It, you could either, you could at least write it on a piece of paper and just put it on the window.
Hopefully not one of the bloody pieces, though.
Yeah.
No, you can find something. That's perfectly good.
I'm sure that there's like cash
Nothing
register paper.
Here.
Yeah.
Everything is fine.
You can just lean it against the window, the sort of window display that says closed until further notice.
Lucas, you said there were on the shelves some books about like Egyptian nonsense.
Did he say Egyptian?
He said Grecian. He said.
Mathematics, history, geography, ceramic firing techniques, which would ideally be for porcelain.
And languages we didn't understand.
Languages including Latin, Greek, German, and Hebrew. So some of the German you would know. The Hebrew, you would recognize as Hebrew. You might recognize Latin and Greek, but you don't know what they say.
Oh, okay. I was mistaken there.
Do you have your camera? Snap.
It's also very clear that this man is Jewish.
Yes.
What?
Wait. The twist.
Dun, dun.
Were there any books out that, like, looks like he recently thumbed through them or dog-eared on the desk?
We asked about the dust thing. Yeah.
Not that you could tell. They're on the shelf.
Like, why did they come to this?
I really wish I knew. Okay, here's my thing, though. This might be metagaming because Amy knows about astrology. Yeah. I'm wondering if they had the telescope out to make sure that the ritual coincided with something in the sky.
Yeah. Emily thought of that as well.
Ritual. It makes sense that, there's celestial. Yeah. Like, no,
the question the question is, what constellation is it and what does it coincide with?
I would say you could probably find books of astrology in here as well.
Okay.
I look in the books.
Yeah. During
you take a couple.
Yeah.
You are so cute with your glasses. I can't stand it.
With enough time, he would have been out for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you could have taken the time to go through some books on astrology.
Would have found the picture of that we quickly drew to see if we could find the constellation.
The best you could find is the constellation Virgo.
Virgo. Are there any planets in Virgo currently?
Not that you'd be aware of. I don't think your astrology knowledge will be that high.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? My astrology is not even on my sheet, so. It's so that high.
It's so low.
It's that not on the high. Sheet. It's so high, we don't even need to put it
down. It is an actual science you could take in terms of gameplay.
Yeah, he asked me what I wanted to take.
Creation, yeah.
We took the bad science.
Because he was like, you could take pharmacy, medicine, you can't take astrology. And I was like,
wait, what?
Why?
It's kind of the end of the dollmaker shop unless you want to do anything else here. You're leaving with the man. You're bringing him back to your apartment. It's late at
night. We're taking anything that looks
interesting.
Leaving
with him
too
is such a nice way of saying kidnapping.
We're not kidnapping. Dottie is taking care of this man.
Yes. You saved his life, so.
At this point, he fucking owes me answers to questions.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get our answers.
Sure.
She would have, picked up clothes. Like, she would have definitely mother-henned this.
I'm going to say hardcore. You either stay here tonight or you can go back to Dottie's apartment.
No, we're going back to Dottie.
Yeah, Dottie does not like the dolls, not like the basement, does not like the attic.
It is November the 12th.
Metagaming Mercury Rising, perhaps. That has some significant occult significance.
Retrograde.
And in retrograde, yeah.
Alignments of planets.
That's what I was thinking is planetary alignment.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
Bookstore's open.
Monday, bloody Monday.
But we also have a very sick man.
Who needs to be on watch?
Hostage?
Well, depending on who wants to go, Dottie could stay because it is research. We're not doing anything stupid at the moment.
You can just go knock on Henri's door and see if he has kneecaps that need broken.
I was going to say, I wouldn't suggest leaving this man with Dottie alone.
Yeah, easily overpowered.
Because if he is able to switch so quickly by the mention of something, we don't know what he could turn into with blood or no blood. Could
so
potentially be
two
bad.
People stay.
Two on, people go.
Yeah. I am not a talker. I'm happy to go do occult research. I think if we can get him up comfortable in talking a little bit more about the ritual and
and then otherwise, maybe, I don't know, Mr. Intimidate, you'd be like, tell us or you're going to the hospital. Because he does not want to go to the hospital.
I think it makes sense because I don't got any research stuff, so.
And there's things that we could, I'm sure we took a book or two, that we could just sit and read while.
Peruse.
Hebrew for dummies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We could call a rabbi over.
That's not a bad idea.
I know. Sometimes I have these good ideas. We could also call the switchboard and find out where that phone call came from.
Yeah.
While this man is recovering. And
that's a great idea.
Let's bring a rabbi to the secret room and make him read all the blood papers.
Eek. I don't know.
What is
sanity in this game is too precious.
We still need to figure out the life-size dolls. What this, this
where they are.
Sicko wanted with those dolls.
Well, the doll maker didn't know what they were used for.
Didn't know.
Well, he says he didn't know. And I kind of tend to believe him slightly. But my bigger question is were the dolls present during the ritual? What did they say the ritual was? Did it have a name? Mm-hmm. What book did they use for the ritual? Was there a book for the ritual? All of these things.
So
two of you are going to the occult bookshop.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, sorry. That was really long.
For all you Adelaide Friedrich shippers out there, we're getting some more Adelaide Friedrich.
You want to hop on the back
of
the
car? Oh, my God. If any of you write a ship from one of our shows, please send it to us. Please, please, please.
Yes, please.
Please, 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 please. I will pay you for it.
It's amazing.
The bookshop.
Yes. Lucas wants no part in this.
No, I'm just moving forward until we can get content. It is on a Berlin side street called Zion Kirchstrasse.
Ooh.
Which is Zion Church Street.
Kirche.
It's at the intersection of Enklemar Strauss.
Or Kirche.
It's a simple storefront. Seems to welcome visitors into a modest space crammed with over full bookshelves and tables. A tinkling bell rings when you open the front door. The air inside is pungent with an odor of burning incense. I assume you peruse? Or
yes, we peruse and we look for the pamphlets that look similar to the ones that we saw in the apartment.
Perusing some of the shelves, you see subjects that range from Egyptian architecture to Peruvian sacrificial rites to psychoanalysis, hypnotism, and non-Euclidean physics.
I've heard about this hypnotism.
There are also books on yoga, the Kabbalah, electromagnetism, and astrology, among many more.
Check all the boxes.
Yeah.
Give me library use.
Literally one of each, please.
Oof.
Oh, baby. Oh, no. This is all on me. Also, oof.
I push
double
it.
Oof.
I push the roll.
Okay.
Wait, what's your library use?
It is 73.
Okay, yeah, you push it.
I've not waited all this time for 2 years.
2 years.
Game years I've been waiting to come to this goddamn bookstore. 36.
Yeah. Nice.
You note there are quite a few books on Gnosticism. Particularly the Gnostic Gospel of St. John. Mm-hmm. Something called the Berbello Gnostics.
No.
Do you have a cult and or anthropology?
Hell yeah, I got a cult.
I have a cult. Can I roll too?
You may.
I'm going to get an occult roll at some point.
Don't.
I did!
Okay, thank God.
You're aware that within the Berbello Gnostics, something about a triparatite god, the wife of Yahweh, and heretical cults during the earliest years of Christianity.
Triparatite.
That's a word you've heard before.
And it means?
Like three parts.
Oh, okay.
Right? Father, yes. Son, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Give me a knowledge roll.
Me too?
Sure. You're part of this conversation.
Yay!
You guys are working together.
14.
Fuck.
And that is hard.
When you were in the, you guys keep going to the upside down, the other world.
Upside down.
You saw a giant glowing face that was triparatite.
Three faces. Thanks.
Is there like a book that we're getting a lot of this information from? Like one that seems to be very promising to peruse further?
They're pamphlets.
Oh, are they pamphlets?
What was your library use?
36
under 73. So hard.
You're finding a lot of books about the Borbites. A book called Von Denen Verdamenten. It's about the Borbite cult.
I'm guessing I don't have time to like deeply research it here, right?
This is a bookshop, right?
It is a bookshop.
I get
an occult bookshop.
I get a basket. And I start putting books in baskets.
After a short while, you hear May I help you?
Hi. We're here shopping for books.
Sorry.
I'm here also.
Because reasons.
I'm not the talker.
I know. I am sick. Oh my God. We are just perusing your wares. Thank you.
You see a balding man, clean shaven. Mostly white, but white to gray in hair. Slicked back, even though he is balding. In a nice suit.
How old does he appear?
Oh, late 40s, early 50s, maybe.
Does he have piercing eyes?
Sure, why not? He has eyes.
Okay, that's good.
Well, piercing eyes was this dude. It was the old man.
Okay, so he's not the guy at the ritual.
No. You're not there, so it doesn't really matter.
I know.
Does he have piercing eyes?
Thank you.
His eyes are brown.
Okay.
So no.
Brown eyes can't be piercing.
Really? You think?
Differ. He's a brown-eyed man. He says, is there anything you're looking for particularly?
Well, now that you mention it, we did find some interesting books already, but, you know, I don't want to get in too deep into it because it is deeply personal, but I was wondering if you had any pamphlets about fertility rights?
Interesting. He beckons you to the front desk. He says, the occult is something you've studied or interested in studying?
I would say just starting to get our feet wet.
Ah, I see. He extends a hand and says, Gregorius, Gregor.
Oh.
Fantastic to meet you.
We knew his name.
Oh, did we?
We knew of that name.
Yeah, we knew he ran the shop. We knew of
the name, but yeah, I didn't know he owned the shop.
No. You do now. His name was on the pamphlet, though, so I think we kind of assumed he had something to do with it.
Oh, to lie about, to give us a false name, or not.
He says, he brings you to the front, and there's literally like a small, like two or three tiered thing, almost like you would see at a comic shop, of just random pamphlets on the desk.
Fantastic. Do you have many people interested in these particular pamphlets?
Many is an exponential term. The occult is not really...
I suppose relative to how much interest you have in general.
Again, it's the occult is not something that is, you know, it's not a worldwide thing, such as perhaps Christianity would be. The occult is it's a small group of people. Many, I think, is a broad term. We have people interested. We have people who come here often seeking knowledge. But I feel as the word many is heavy.
You know, should I take a gamble? Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Always take a gamble.
I was actually referred to your shop by my late friend, Anita Berber.
Berber. Was she was a dancer, is that correct?
Yes, sort of a fantastic one.
Performer, I think?
Yes.
I'm afraid I never saw any of her shows.
Well, you miss out.
Ah, well. I don't.
You get don't out, recall get out her much. Ever being at the shop because she spoke very highly.
Frau Berber, I don't believe ever attended my shop. No, I'm sorry.
Huh. How strange. What about her partner, Henri? Henri. Last name.
Can I psychology his ass?
Sure.
I'll also psychology his ass.
This guy has never told a lie.
It's psychoanalysis, right? If we're reading a dude?
Psychology.
Oh, it is? Okay. Then I still got it.
I feel.
What are you trying to determine? Whether or not she was lying. Actually there?
he seems to be completely truthful in the fact that Berber was never there.
I give Henri's name.
He thinks for a moment and says...
American?
Yes, I believe... I believe he's been here maybe a few times.
Very like Anita to send Henri on her errands.
Bought some pamphlets. He seemed like an amateur dabbler, nothing more, I don't think. I don't think he's any type of harm. I do hope he hasn't gotten himself in any kind of trouble.
Of course not.
No.
What about Pasitius? Pasitius.
Yes, I don't recognize the name. I'm sorry.
It's fair.
So you guys see these pamphlets as you're probably thumbing through them. Mm-hmm. It's a wire rack on the counter display. Various pamphlets published by someone by the name of Fraternitas Saturni.
How do you spell Saturni?
S-A-T-U-R-N-I.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They look very familiar to the ones you guys saw at the hotel about 2 years ago.
Take one of each.
Among various tracts on astrology, pendulum forecasts, sacred coitus, there are also copies of a larger format magazine called the Saturn Gnosis, printed in a very heavy paper and tipped in color plates. The magazine's editor and illustrated are listed as Albin Grau.
Oh.
There's also a neat stack of flyers advertising the next Fraternitas Saturni lecture.
Oh, I guess we're going there.
Presented by Brother Leonardo on the topic of spiritual leadership as a magical reality to be held here at this bookstore 2 nights from now. That is what you basically see on that display and on the countertop.
Okay. Is this event first come, first served? I'm very interested in attending. The tickets?
Oh, the lecture, yes. Yeah. Anyone can join. You're most welcome. Do you know anything of the lectures we have here? Have you attended before? I apologize. We have
no
sort of a revolving door of attendees.
No, we haven't attended before. But as I said, this is a topic that we're becoming more interested in. And
can you tell us about the Fraternitas Saturni?
Yeah, it's an esoteric study group I run. We offer lectures in matters of secret knowledge, classes in deeper occult subjects, general education on these topics, all right here in the lecture hall that we have in the back. If you're interested in joining, 2 nights from now, we'll be having our next lecture.
Does Albin Grau ever attend or run any of these lectures?
Herr Grau, he's an old friend of mine. I do believe he is engaged in a new artistic project right now. We haven't spoken in some months, as is pretty usual for him. Once he gets inspired, he gets involved.
Of course. Where do you know where this artistic project has taken him?
I'm afraid I don't. I don't partake in the arts. I partake in the occult.
Fair. Rude, but fair.
Oh. Artists portray many things. I do like to believe that the occult is portrayed through meditation, through lecture, through knowledge, through books, through speaking, through time. I don't believe the arts portray occult so much as taking the time to learn portrays the occult. The arts portray feeling and emotion, typically personal feeling and emotion. Take the Renaissance, perhaps. Many portraits of kings, queens, bishops, what have you. You see them in their natural and sometimes unnatural form. They are depicted as these human beings who are higher than others, when in reality they are all human. So why should they be depicted as such?
Mm-hmm.
He literally just goes on this weird diatribe about how art, how basically art is like not necessarily bullshit,
art's trash,
but it's like it doesn't live up to the esoteric knowledge he has.
So if someone came to you trying to figure out how to reach these kinds of new forms of knowledge through art, would you turn them away? Where would you lead them?
What's not to say art
is useless. I don't want to put that out there. I would say that if you wish to portray the esoteric concepts through art, learning through either meditation, study, lectures, as we do here, is necessity prior to depicting something.
Okay. Hmm. So you would encourage a line of inquiry or
study? Yes. Are you an artist yourself?
No. Well, actually, yeah, I am.
Photographer.
Photography. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very difficult to depict something through photography that is on the level of the esoteric knowledge, because typically what you are photographing is here and there and now, rather than here and there and there.
You'd be surprised.
I'll show you some photos.
Yeah.
I'm quite intrigued.
In the meantime, I think we have some purchases we would like to make.
Yes.
Yes. If you would like these pamphlets, he gives you a price for the pamphlets. They're very cheap.
Oh, and then the books that we are looking at.
The Gnostic Gospels, St. John.
It's not as expensive as you would think it is.
Oh, dope.
So.
Can we buy the thing that's by Alvin Grau as well?
Yeah, they were part of the pamphlets.
Oh, okay.
The magazine he was involved in. Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else? I feel like, okay. Horror of Babylon.
I feel like Austin is playing a video game where there's like prompts and like you select the prompt, but then the character says like, I'm interested in what you know about the Horror of Babylon. The way he
deadpanned at you like that just, I'm sorry.
Bye. F*** your mom.
He was just like, Horror of Babylon.
I'm very sleepy and sunburned. I apologize. I would role play.
Do you literally just say the words Horror of Babylon?
No.
Like,
no.
So, recently we've, as a part of a an artistic project, I've been exploring esoterica of the cradle of civilization, Babylonia, Egypt, what
right.
have you.
Right.
I've also really been into whores lately, and so as a confluence of these two loves, he takes a step back
and sort of looks you up and down, and then looks at her and up and down.
No.
He's in shock.
I don't actually say that about the horse, but reading about belief systems and specifically a Zulu, Zubzu.
A Bijou.
And I'm fascinated as to how her meaning has changed over time for different people, different groups. And I'm curious, do you have any sort of works discussing kind of her modern interpretation. I don't love horse. I take that back.
Rude.
Apologies.
Rude. I'm sorry to everyone.
He may be taken aback by the amount of questioning you have about a specific goddess for someone who is seemingly dabbling and learning. but he sort of clears his throat. My knowledge of a Bijou is minimal. We possibly have some books on the goddess herself. And he kind of points to a section and says, you can look through here and see if we have anything on hand. The best I know is a Bijou is fertility and sex and sin. She is not typically depicted as a loving individual. However, I believe there are some writings of perhaps the Greeks, or perhaps it was even the Romans, where she is depicted maybe as a healer, which is much more of the opposite of what I believe she was
originally
worshipped for.
Unusual.
In your relation to other fertility goddesses, such as the other one that we've been talking about, Astarte. That one.
And he would give you basically the same information that you've been given.
Gotcha. I would go back and look at one of those books, maybe pick it up, add it to the basket since her dad's paying.
Yeah, that's
dad's
fine.
Paying. Okay. I have two questions. First, one of the areas that I just don't have quite enough knowledge on in the occult is the impact of astrology. I was wondering, what sort of impact does rituals or occultism conducted during or under the Virgo constellation, what kind of impact would that have? Significance? Not me, this is all Emily's idea. She's the smart, unsunburned one.
The Virgo constellation. I'm not aware of anything specific under the Virgo constellation. A lot of rituals typically happen on specific moon evenings, a full moon, a crescent moon, a new moon.
What was the moon the night of the night last night?
What time? It was a waning crescent.
Oh.
Interesting.
Which, if you recall from your library research, crescent moons were part of Astarte and Ibisha.
Because she has the crescent moon headdress.
Correct.
I want a crescent moon headdress. Can I get one?
Yes.
Thank you.
He thanks you, and you know, he said, if there's anything else.
Gom a prug!
He would be unsure of what that is.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Okay, now we can do it. Emily and Spencer's part.
Yeah. He says, I do appreciate you attending the shop. Hopefully you do come back for more. Again, in a couple of days, we'll have our next lecture. And I believe there's a possible chance Herr Grau may attend.
Yes, it would be lovely to see my dear friend again.
Starts at 7 p.m.
Ah, that's past my bedtime.
And he actually will hand you a flyer you can take with you.
Dope. Perfect.
Thank you for listening. Berlin, the Wicked City was written by David Larkins with Mike Mason and Len Hardy. Find us online at rancorsbrothel.com, Facebook at Fans of the Rancors Brothel, and Twitter at Rancors_Brothel.